Hey, good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for being here. I think I say it too many times here in Florida this winter, especially this cold winter morning. So it's already Chodesh Adar, and it's time to prepare for Mishloach Manos. There actually are people that are preparing as we speak for Mishloach Manos. Each year it seems this mitzvah expands in its scope, whether it's sometimes people expand the amount of people they give Mishloach Manos to, sometimes they expand their theme of what they give for Mishloach Manos, how elaborate Mishloach Manos are, what the theme of Mishloach Manos is. And you find all different things. I'm just thinking now as I say it. I remember my in-laws would get Mishloach Manos from somebody who worked for the Art Scroll Company. Every year the Mishloach Manos came with a Sefer, a new Art Scroll book. Not bad. That didn't count as one of the minim. That's a discussion, but Pashas, it doesn't count. But, you know, it looks good in the wrapping, the nice cellophane wrapping, basket, whatever you have. You have a nice new Art Scroll book with it. That's a nice way to go. I've seen Mishloach Manos where they stack boxes. You see these towers. You know, it looks like skyscrapers in New York City. They stack one box on top of another box. Of course, each box, one is like a drop wider than the next. Most beautiful towers of Mishloach Manos boxes. Any type of theme in the world you could dream of, I'm sure there's a Mishloach Manos that will fit that. Well, one popular theme, in fact, I know a couple of my friends did it just last year, was to give sushi for Mishloach Manos. It works. You can have your whole family get dressed up as, maybe not this year, but as Asian Americans. And right? Next week's we'll talk about the Corona Mishloach Manos. But people get dressed up in the full garb and they serve for Mishloach Manos sushi. The question that we're going to pose today, does that qualify for kosher Mishloach Manos? It might be kosher sushi, but does that qualify for Mishloach Manos? Then you can say, Rabbi, we already did a shiur this year on sushi. You're right. We must be fascinated with sushi. We did a shiur earlier this year. Can one put together sushi on Shabbos? Is that in the melachos involved in the process of building your sushi roll? But today's shiur is focusing on, can one use sushi as Mishloach Manos? And really, one of the issues which we're going to get involved with also is what is the bracha you recite on sushi? And really the main impetus why I decided to give this share, and I'll speak about it a little bit later, Rabbi Levine, David Levine, just passed away this week. A wonderful, wonderful person. He worked here as the secular studies principal for many, many years, decades. And he was a figure, I had a wonderful relationship with him. And he took a lot of pride in the fact that I was giving this halakha share. And every so often he would come to me, Rabbi Kier, do you think about doing this topic for a share? He'll even show me sometimes Mar Makomos. So I clearly remember earlier this year, in fact, maybe even in the summer, he came to me, Rabbi Kier, you have to give a share. What is the bracha on sushi? When someone eats sushi all year round, not just Purim, what bracha does one recite? And he put that idea in my head way back when. And I figured, Le'il Nishmaso this week, to give a share that we'll address that, we'll touch on that as we get to the middle of the share today. So the question we're going to deal with, Can one use sushi as shalachmanos? Just as one other aside, in some ways it's a very smart shalachmanos. Because the day of Purim, you find people nowadays, a popular thing, you have people making a barbecue. They'll give you a hot dog, a hamburger. We'll talk, does the bun count? Hot dog, hamburger. If you have that at 11 o'clock in the morning, you have a little problem, unless you're a yucky. You're fleishix the rest of the day. And someone gives you a nice, you know, fresh cheese pizza. I've seen those too. You have to put it in the freezer. Sushi being the fact that it's pariv, no matter what your status is, you're good to go. For that reason, that's why, whether it's a milkshake restaurant, a fleishik restaurant, everybody has sushi chefs, at least till recently. So, the first thing we'll do is go over the basics of the halachos of Mishloach Manos, which are always kedai to review, especially there are halachos within that many people don't know. So we're going to start the halachos of Mishloach Manos, the Shulchan Aruch. You know, being the fact it's so prevalent above Shiloh, so what the right things to do, it's quite interesting. It's one sif. Forget about a simon. It's one sif, one halacha inside the entire Shulchan Aruch. That's all it is. It's simon tafrei tzadi hei, sif dalad. Mechaber writes, chayiv l'shloch l'chavero shnei manos. Person has to send to his friend on Purim, right? Just as one friend, two manos, two types of food. Basar of meat, also media ochlim or other type of food. Shenemar u'mishloch manos ish l'reyu. Shtei matanos l'ish echad. It's two presents to one person. Matanos, mishloach manos, sorry. As opposed to matanos levionim. Okay. V'cholamarbi l'shloach l'reyim mishubach. To send more people mishloach manos, it's praiseworthy. It is a nice thing for a person to send multiple people, maybe even a lot of people, mishloach manos. Then einlo, what happens, unfortunately, if someone's poor, machal v'mechavero, l'zeh shaleach l'zeh sudaso, l'zeh shaleach l'zeh sudaso. Each one sends to his friend the other on the Asuda, Kedei L'Kayim L'Shloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu. Right? Within, it's interesting, the Lashon the Mechaber uses, he sends his Suda. One of the ideas behind the Shloach Manos is giving people food to have at the Sudas Purim. Nowadays, most Shloach Manos, you know, it is not eaten at the Sudas Purim. But that is one of the ideas that dates back to Truma Sadeshan, that the reason why Mishloach Manos is food for the Suda. Haga, the Yesh Mishloach Manos b'yom v'lo b'layla, the mitzvah is to give it out during the day, not at night. V'mshaleach Manos reheyu v'hu ene rotsu l'kablam, o mochlo, you want to send it to someone, he didn't accept it. Or sometimes you have cases you leave it at the person's door. Halach is yatzah, your yotze, because the main thing is your giving. Even if the person himself didn't accept it, didn't get it, no. Now there is a discussion, I'm not going into that today. You have to send the Mishloach Manos on Purim. You know, if you send these things, sometimes they have now, you can send to Eretz Yisrael and this, not so poshut. You have to send it on Purim. Okay, I want to go through a few of the Mishnah Berurahs because they add some elements. The first thing the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Sefer Binyan Tzion, Simon Memdal, on this topic, Im Hevi Ba'atmo Amanos V'loi De Shliach Iyotze. If you yourself bring the Mishloach Manos, but you don't send a messenger, are you Yotze? Kivan Dixiv U'mishloach, mishloach, it says you're supposed to send it. Name of the be'ilin davka de shlichos. Maybe you specifically need a shliach. Very important halacha. Some people don't know this. Ideally, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, bring this idea, and He doesn't say conclusively you have to do it. So if you never did this before, don't worry, you're Yotze, Pashtus. But Mishnah Berurah does bring a tzad that in order to be Yotze Mishloach Manos, you have to send it with a shliach. You can't do it yourself. Now, if you have younger children in your home, that works. It does. You could have your young kid, doesn't matter the age, boy, girl, anyone, send the Mishloach Manos. To be honest, if you have help, you have a maid, someone helping out in the kitchen, doesn't have to be Jewish, UPS guy, right? That also works. The idea is you have to have it. You're supposed to send it to shliach in some ways that's more chashiv. Sometimes people find you have a nice kid who comes to your house. So you give him a dollar. Hey, do me a favor. Go deliver this to my next door neighbor. You don't necessarily have to do this in all your mishloach manos. Some people have it just for one of them. They'll have someone else be the shliach. But there is a concept of not delivering the mishloach manos yourself, rather having a shliach for at least one. Some interesting halacha Mishnah Berurah brings down. In Sivkat and Chaf, I'm skipping one in the Mishnah Berurah, we said, Mine Ochlim, V'lo Begadim V'Shar Dvarim. You can't give clothes. That'll make for a nice teenage Mishloach Manos. Imagine stuffing food, one thing of food, inside a nice new pair of sneakers. Right? Pretty cool way to give Mishloach Manos. But Mishnah Berurah says it does not count. If you put two foods in the sneaker, now if it's brand new, yes. If it's not new, no. Might contaminate the
smell.
Yeah. But you can't give sneakers for Mishloach Manos. As mentioned before, the art school biography might be a beautiful thing, but Pashas does not count as Mishloach Manos. V'huadin mashke, the shaper, you could give a drink, because a drink is considered part of food. And you have one food and one drink. Now that's a little bit not so simple. I have seen some poskim say you can't give water. Water's nothing. On top of that, you can't give seltzer. You can't give soda. I saw some poskim talk. And that is pretty common. A lot of these guys buy a can of soda and a snack. So you see from here, buy two snacks. Soda is not simple. For sure, seltzer, water, wine, beer, that's something kosher. But just a simple soft drink, as they call it. No, orange juice would work. Milk, chocolate. Wow. Ideally, the food has to be cooked. Lo basar chai. It can't be raw meat. You know your friend loves grilling a ribeye. So you get him a nice ribeye. The Shabura brings down, Pashas, it's not good. It has to be something ready to eat. He does bring the Yesh Omrim that since it already was shechted, so that's already a certain hachana, a certain preparation. That's good enough. But Chef Josh, yeah, what? Interesting. That's different, right? Very good point. If a person gives something that's cooked, just that it's cold, and they have to go through the process of heating it up, that I think is fine. Okay, perhaps. Yeah, as chef, you know, some people grill quicker than others. You know, something just needs to be warmed up. Yeah, you can have it cold too. That's okay.
What's the problem with soda?
So I think the soda issue is soda's really, I wouldn't even call it fancy water. It's
water.
You know, it's mostly water.
Dirty water.
Dirty water. So there's nothing to it. As opposed to, you know, orange juice, that's, you know, pressed from an olive, wine, milk, something
beer.
Like that. Beer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, great point. It was brought up that, you know, some people could even make Avdallah on Coke. So doesn't that mean that it has a certain chashivas? Yes and no. It might be it's good enough to recite maybe Havdalah, maybe Kiddush, maybe not. But, you know, Agufa, even for Kiddush too, you want to jump at it. You had something else.
We're not specifically saying that you have to have a mashka, you can have two cooked foods.
Exactly, right. When in doubt, just get two, doesn't even have to be cooked foods, you know, two foods, two things to eat. Yeah, candies, all good. Now, one more Mishnah Berurah I'd like to share with you is the last Mishnah Berurah on the page. I cut it off from top. The Ramah wrote that a woman's also chayiv in mishloach manos. Very interesting halacha. He writes, shekulon lo yibaosa anes. Even though Purim is normally what we call a mitzvah asei, it's a drabanan, but it's a time-related mitzvah. Nevertheless, women are chayiv in it. They also were saved. They were involved in the miracle of Purim. She has to be happy. One way of being happy is giving gifts. Also of helping aniyim, matanos avyonim. The Megillah says the Jews accepted. Jews means women too. The Kasav Magen Avram, the Magen Avram wrote, there were easy nizharim bezeh. In my times, I don't see people being careful about this. I don't see women giving out mishloach manos. And he's bothered by it. Why aren't they? He says, ve'ef shadav kabal mana, maybe it's only by a widow who doesn't have a husband. Maybe over there, there's a mitzvah mishloach manos for women. Aval yishol yish lo bayla, mishaleach mishvilo l'kama anashim. But a woman who has a husband, the husband takes care of it. However, mikol makom yesh lahachmer. Nevertheless, the right thing to do is to be machmer, and for women also give mishloach manos. So this, I think, is a very important halacha. Women could be spending hours and hours and hours setting up mishloach manos, and never once did it occur this halacha, and to have in mind that at least one of the mishloach manos should be count for her. She's a send to a good friend of hers. It's my mishloach manos. I went through these halachas, takas, an important thing. I should tell my wife. Gotta make sure. Yeah, so normally there is a concept of ishto kagufo, and what I do counts for my wife, but if there's a specific chiv on her, the Mishnah Berurah here is a tzad, he's bringing this Magen Avram, that she should, there should be one specified specifically for the woman.
You can't bench for your wife.
Huh?
You can't bench for
right,
your
right,
wife.
Right. It's a responsibility of them.
Can you be a shliach for your wife?
Yes, that's a perfect thing. We learned before there's a ma'ala of having of being a shliach. So you could be the shliach mm-hmm. to deliver it. Doesn't mean your wife has to get out of the kitchen. But you said that, not me. But I won't repeat that one. But with Maisa, it is kedai to have one at least one mishloach manos. Woman designates this is for her friends. This is for her mishloach manos. Yes, you're not married yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to ask that as opposed to Birkos Hamazon. That sounds like more of a chiyuv. This is more of a chumrah. It's not really something.
I would say it's a chumrah. It's a din. And Avi Mahi Bosanes is a legitimate thing. I just want to be careful. I don't like, chumrah is a bad word. 100% women are included in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Right, it might be debatable at this point if they need to do it themselves or they yotze with their husband. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah does come out that we should try to do this.
Even with the stuff for Avi Mahi?
Yes, yes.
It's still very important for women. They get married, that period of time.
Yeah, yeah. True, true. Before a woman's married, yeah. Ideally, they should be doing this too. Stama. Unless you say their kids, shadows of Ishto Kagufo. Okay, hold on. So till now, we basically, I went through the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah there. What constitutes Mishloach Manos? What we did not find much clarification, other than the fact that drink works too, is what's considered two minim. You have to give two minim. What is two minim? Mechaber was not clear. Shulchan Aruch wasn't clear. Even the Mishnah Berurah wasn't especially clear about this. So this we're going to go to as more modern day Sfarim expand on that principle. And that's very major because there are a lot of confusion when it comes to Tumina. The first element of confusion is, do the two minim have to be two different brachas? There's a famous mimer, I'm not sure where it started, but Mestama, some Beis Yaakov somewhere. And every year I have the same discussion with countless students and others. People are under the assumption that Mishloach Manos needs to be two separate brachas. So you need a fruit and a vegetable. You need a mazonos and a shahakal. Not true. No such halacha. Mishloach Manos means you need two types of foods. It doesn't have to be drastically different that they're two different brachas. You 100% yote if you give a nice piece of schnitzel and a nice hamburger, 100%, the both shahakal, that's a good shalach manos.
That's the machaber's kid.
Right? Yeah. Shteini mini
basar. Right? Pieces of meat.
Right? Yes. So they do not need to be two separate brachas, no such thing. Important idea to know. Rashul Kamenetsky spells this out the Farish in a Sefer. Now the second thing is, okay, but what constitutes two types of meat, two meats, two things? Can I give someone, they have a nice roast, I'll cut two pieces and give that from a Shloach Manos. Right? Shlomo Melech said, Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'Echad. Two is better than one. What's better than one piece of roast beef? Two. If your doctor says. So, does that work? On this, the Aruch HaShulchan spells out Beferish, no. You can't give the same thing twice. It has to be two different things.
Oh, that started off as the same item.
Yeah, right.
Number started off the same item.
Right, exactly. Because you can't take something, we'll get the sushi, but you can't cut up something and say, oh, now I have two pieces. That might work to trick your younger kid. But it does not work for Mishloach Manos. For Mishloach Manos, it has to be two distinct, different foods.
Okay.
Yes?
I feel like canned tuna and mistake. No one uses the same thing.
Oh, so I like to talk about poppers and wings. But they do have a question. Let's say you have two types of chicken. You have white meat and dark meat. Does that work for Mishloach Manos? Are those considered two different minim? You give a case of two types of tuna. What would you say? They're both chicken. You have an answer to this? So what would you say? Two types of chicken. Dark meat, white meat, so poppers, wings.
I could make it a little bit more complicated. What if you take the same roast and you cut the roast in half
and you cook it two different ways?
One way and cook the other way.
It's a different thing.
That might be, right, that might be challenging because it is the same thing, just cooked a little different. You know, in my case, white meat and dark meat, one could argue, are two different types of meat. The meat to
chicken.
Begin with.
Well, what if you take it from the same chicken?
Same chicken.
In that case.
But
the
you take
chicken, it. You cut it in half, you break it apart.
But it does have two different tastes innately.
Okay.
Yours is only the different taste because I cooked
it
differently.
You made it that way.
I made two different tunas. Who knows?
We did slice chicken, slice turkey. They're almost the same thing.
Yeah. So on this I found a very interesting machlokas of modern poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, two different types of chicken, white meat, dark meat, would count as two minim, and you could give an array of chicken. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky argues not, that one can't do that. That's not considered distinct enough, different enough, to be called two minim. End of the day, it's chicken. Might even be the same chicken. Yes?
What if you have the one food in the pot with that food, let's say like grapes and grape juice, oranges and oranges?
Very interesting.
Apples and apples.
Can one give grapes and grape juice?
Different rubbers.
That's an interesting theme you have going there. Apples and applesauce, grapes and grape juice. Right, so people bringing up those are different brachos. Very good point. That's very interesting. You know, once you process something, that seemingly is different. Right, it's a different thing.
So then that there goes your steak and your hamburger.
My steak and my hamburger, one of them.
If they both came from the same cut of meat.
Yeah, but they are different. I'm not sure.
Not being the same
right.
thing.
These are also.
I say that's different. You say this falls in the same machlokas. Okay.
I don't know.
It was
I'm
not
thing.
Sure.
It's
tomato
and
tomato soup. It's the same. It's the same.
It's really the same. Tomato soup.
No.
Very interesting. I haven't seen these themes yet. Here's a tomato soup, but here's tomatoes that was made from. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If you want to have these themes, please have your wife call me beforehand. We have to approve of all themes. Now, so we see these things are not so simple. What constitutes two minim? Right? It's a very good shiloh. I'm not sure. For sure, I know it's in print. If you have two types of chicken, white meat, dark meat, poppers and wings, that I found the machlokas. Between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shlomo Kamenetsky.
Wait, even the preparation is the machlokas?
The preparation
one,
I'm not sure.
And the wings is
the
machlokas?
I believe so. But now let's get trickier. What would you say about, you know, it sounds like a good food for Mishloach Manos. Can I give franks and blanks? Hors d'oeuvres? I'll give a hot dog inside a mini roll. Does that count for Mishloach Manos? I have two things. I have the roll. I have the hot dog. Does that work?
It's cooked together, so it's really only one item.
It's cooked together. So let's say I gave you a hot dog and a bun.
Give it separately, that's one thing. If you combine them both and then give it, it's a whole other, it's creating a new item. Once you separate them outside and you hand it to them, then they have to combine them.
So I have to be careful with this guy. This guy, I think last year, didn't know what you guys did? No.
Nope.
But you give hot dogs and hamburgers.
We're good. Yeah.
So.
Definitely again, right?
What would you say? Does a hot dog and a roll, are those two minim? Franks and blanks. Yeah? One thing? There's two things?
What if you have the franks and blanks and you have one separate little hot dog without the blanket?
What bracha would you make on it?
Right? You're saying, let's say you have franks, a frank and blank, and you have a separate frank. So here we're going to start getting into brachos issues. You're right.
It's two separate brachos, two separate meat.
For sure. Maybe not so sure.
I'm not sure.
Well, what is the mezonos hot dog? And what it is?
Huh?
It would depend on if we view a frank and blank as one entity, right? And you're not Yotze with that. That's why I have the other hot dog. Then the question would be, what is that entity? Now you have to decide if, assuming a frank and blank is one thing, only one thing, then is that the same
Is that one thing the same?
Same as the hot dog.
As the hot dog. If it's
right.
The same, you didn't get anywhere.
Maybe the better way to visualize it.
It's a
let's make it, instead of just a Frankenblank, what they have called a hush puppy. Hush puppy is a much bigger dough around the hot dog. So you have this big dough around the hot dog, and in your case, a hot dog right next to it. So really, we're going to get involved with what's the bracha you make on the hush puppy. What is that? Right? The hush puppy seemingly is one entity. That's for sure.
Is it,
what is it?
What is it? Is it? Is
but
it
that's more.
A hush puppy or is it like a hot dog?
Right.
It's a different kind of hot dog.
Right. That's why I put in the hush puppy rather than Frankenblank. Maybe we could debate. Is that little dough covering of that, is that tougher to the hot dog? The Zonos, maybe it shouldn't be. But for sure, a hush puppy, which is much more dough, there seemingly you would say that's for sure more Mizonos. Cholodeos. But your hot dog is a different thing, Shahako. But is that really different? Is that the same? Yes.
I was catering that, giving a whole pan of hush puppies, and there's extra hot pot in it. And mm-hmm. Once you look at it, it's like, what is that doing in my pan? It's like
they view it as two separate things.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
No, it's just extra hot pot that got in there. Like, it's still part of the same concept. Like, you can view it as a thing.
Okay, it's still in the hot dog family. So, let me expand our discussion. What would one say about salads? Okay? If I give, you make a nice salad, you cut up your different vegetables, some avocado, sprinkle in, you know, some French fried onions, whole little salad. Is that 1 minute or 2 minutes? For women, that's probably the best shalachmanos to get, right? Right? Once I taught, we went through the halacha that women have a chiv to give mishalachmanos. So now, I just made popular the salad mishalachmanos. They're going to give their friend salad. Is salad alone 1 minute, 2 minutes? You're mixing together all different things.
So that giving you the category of meat, whereas you have a whole variety of vegetables.
Right?
You have
a tremendous variety of vegetables, yes. Does that work for Mishloach Manos?
That's a platter, that variety of vegetables? That's a platter?
The meat works,
why would that work? Using the items together.
A platter is...
They're still separate. You pick what ones you want out of the salad.
I see this is your favorite topic. So an argument over here, distinguished, by the hush puppies, the Franks and Blanks, you are connecting those things somehow through cooking. A salad is not cooked, it's just assembled. So if anything, you're trying to argue that a salad's better. Salad maybe is tumina. It never was fused together, just mixed together. So maybe that should work for tumina.
You can separate it when you're trying to eat it.
Right? For people who don't like different things in salad, I'm guilty, right? Especially, you know how to do barrier, right? You separate out the stuff you don't want. So maybe a salad should count for two minim. Yeah?
Because you put two different things in a bowl, does that use it?
Right? You get croutons in the salad. Yes?
A can of mixed nuts.
That reminds me of a story. I was once by my great uncle's house. He just asked, what about a can of mixed nuts? So, you know, on his little table there in the living room, they had like, you know, a thing with nuts. He's like, I want to tell you something about your family. Uncle Suki. He says, bunch of mixed nuts. No. A good sense of humor. But
those are all one thing.
Huh? So the poskim do right. This I saw Beferish of Shmuel Kamenetsky says, if you assemble together a salad, Halacha is, it's one min. Salad does not count. End of the day, if it's assembled together already, even if you could take things apart, even though it's not fused together, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Paschal Beferish, it's on the bottom of your sheets. He says you are not Yotzei Mishloach Malos. You still need one other thing. Yes?
How does he or others learn the Shulchan Aruch's wording of meaning? Like, meaning, in my mind, is a species, but it's not a fish. A fish
right.
can have multiple species in it.
Right. It sounds like he's the definition of aminim is not different types of food. In general, is this one food?
But what about a platter?
So salad, you wouldn't say salad is two foods. You say salad is one food. It's one thing on the menu. So that's one food.
Otherwise, if you don't, I mean, you could have the same shiloh on these things, but there are many, many things. You're going to have the shiloh on a pie. Yeah, everything is apples and pie. You have, I made chicken and I put onions on top of it.
Right. But this, no, the argument here is it is better because it's only assembled. It's not cooked. So it's never fused. Yes?
I think Brian started asking about if you have a composed salad, which means like it's purposely not mixed together. It's like different parts on top of each other or next to each other. So it's by definition.
They're in compartments.
And what would you say?
There's no reason to call it. I mean, you call it, you would order it as one thing, but it's distinctly different items in there.
So that's an excellent point. And this I discussed with Rye Friedman this past week.
A vegetable platter.
If you would have a salad for assembly, they'll give a nice, clear, plastic container, and they'll have carrots in one part and lettuce in the other and tomatoes over there, and you get to assemble it. 100% that works for Mishloach Manos.
Right.
The whole difference is, was it assembled together as one thing? Even though both of them, you're saying on the menu, that could suffice as a salad, but if they are separate, that would work.
So what about if it's not separate? If you order on the plate, like salad and slaws, like different like items on top of the lettuce, they're purposely not mixed together. That's not right.
Okay, so I'm not. This guy's too much of a restaurant guy.
So that would be like the same thing.
Right?
You have a sushi cake, and each piece of the sushi cake is separately compartmentalized.
Okay, I don't want to get back to sushi just yet. But if you give different ingredients one could use to make a salad, that's your theme this year. Make your own salad, and you give the different ingredients separately.
That
Shmuel also writes it over here, Beferish. That would work. I'm afraid to go to these guys. Everyone has good questions there. Yes?
What about a cheese platter where you have rows, three different rows of three different cheeses, but it's in one package?
Interesting. That gets back to the issue we discussed before. If it's different types of foods, does that qualify for Mishloach Manos? Not. Your cheese platter, probably might be similar to the different types of chicken. But I don't know, because there it's all the same cheese, just the process of making it was different. So that's even more not so simple. Yes?
If you're not saying that whatever you throw into a bowl and mix it together is now one food, does that mean you're saying that the dish in and of itself is the gift? Does that mean if you throw anything in there and you put a little bunch and mix it together, now you're saying that?
That's going to be a different topic later. We'll get to that. So far, where we're up to is if you give a salad assembled, the poskim say that's one min, you still need something else. But if, and giving a bottle of dressing on the other side, by the way, does not work. Important. Halacha, poskim also talk about this. Spices, ketchup, salad dressing, all these likes do not count. It has to be a food. They all tell me, but I eat the spices by themselves. I eat the sauce by itself. Yeah, because it's good. But it doesn't make it a separate min, a separate entity. So if you have a salad which is assembled, that does not count. But if you have a salad unassembled, that does. Yes?
A little more interesting question. What about those sabra chomuses with the crackers?
And chametz is definitely in by itself.
Okay, I'm going to get to a case very similar to that. So I have one more issue with salads. Maybe I'll come back to it in a second. But so far, you see where we're going with this stuff. Salad, in a certain way, is like sushi. Sushi isn't cooked. Right? At least not cooked together. It's assembled. So, simply, it should be like a salad. If we're going to say if you put the stuff together, then okay. If you put it together, then there's only one min. If you gave it separately, if you gave the rice and you gave the fish, seaweed separately, and now you have to put it together, yeah, that would work, perhaps. So that brings to an issue, gets a little complicated. Right. Let's say you gave hummus and chips, right, and crackers. You're going to eat with them. Someone told me they first year they were married, for Shalom Moses' wife made soup, and they had a separate bag containing croutons. A blender. And he went to his Rosh Kollel. He asked, would this suffice for Shalom Moses? So his Rosh Kollel said, no, he didn't think so. Now that's a little tricky. Because granted, you're going to put the croutons in the soup, but everyone knows you can eat the croutons separate too. They're fun. And yeah, for sure if you eat it separately, you make a separate bracha. Right? In the soup, maybe not. But if you can eat them separately, for sure you make a separate bracha. So if anything, the croutons in the soup, if they were given inside the soup, that's a different shayla. That's already one thing. But if you give them separately, here's soup, and you attach to it a little pouch of croutons, I could hear that's the same thing as a salad, unassembled, which could be different fruits, different vegetables, and therefore that would be okay for Mishloach Manos.
Why can't you compare that to a hot dog and a bun?
The difference, I think, between a hot dog itself and a bun?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
So you give them options of what you want to make. You give them, like, a whole assembly platter and make them do it yourself.
Okay.
It's hard to hear. I don't know why he said it was no good, but I could hear that in the context of soup, croutons are not a separate min. In other words, you don't eat salt. People do eat croutons. And I don't know, maybe if you gave just like croutons and a candy bar, maybe
right.
That would work for some. But croutons and soup, the croutons are not a thing. It's not a min, like, oh, I got croutons.
I'm hungry, let's
soup.
Eat croutons.
Right, like, that's just part of the
Rabbi, I hang around Yeshiva Bakrim all the time. There are guys that eat croutons for meals.
People eat croutons, but
yes.
People also drink salad. You're here. I don't
thank
know.
Thank you.
I said the Bakrim.
Right? People eat condiments.
Yeshiva Bakrim, I'll meet him. Anyway,
right?
It's
that
a different conversation.
What
a minute is. So hold on. I want to take a break for a minute. All these Mishloach Manos issues. Let's talk about, for a moment, Hilchos Brachos. Let's say I have a salad. This is also very prevalent. I have a nice salad. So normally your salad, you make a adama on. A vegetable salad, lettuce, all that. You go to a fancy restaurant, and you get a chicken salad. They have these nice, big strips of chicken put into the salad. What bracha does one make now? Not so simple. It's a salad. The chicken might be part of the salad, but maybe not. They're charging you $30 for the salad. It's not because they got bodek lettuce. They're charging it because you got the strips of chicken, salmon, whatever there. That's quite chashuv. Pashtos, that chicken needs a shahakol made on it. What do you have now in terms of Mishloach Manos? Is that 1 min or 2 minim? Very interesting, Shiloh. Now, I'll come back to this in a moment. Let's get into that issue I alluded to originally. What bracha does one make on sushi? So, it's great. I just took me 10 seconds to go around the room. I got three or four different responses. If you say depends, you always, you know, machlokas. That's always the right answer.
Depends what you consider the
Ikra. There's a major machlokas of modern day poskim, what to make on sushi. I remember Rabbi Levine, Lava Shalom, mentioned to me all three tzadim. He wasn't sure. And I could tell him that there are I found three different shitas of poskim. There are those of the opinion, I asked one of the local poskim, I found this is Rabbi Mandelbaum in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a wonderful sefer on brachos, Mizosa Bracha. So they say the bracha you make on sushi is mizonos. Sushi is a mixture of rice and, let's say, fish. Since the majority, right, you know how they get away with, you know, making money off sushi, they give you a little piece of fish with lots of rice, and, you know, they charge money and make a good profit. The rove, the majority of that mixture is the rice. Since that's the majority, poskim say you make a mizonos on it. There are other poskim, this I found quoted the shame of Shlomo Miller, Rosh Kollel of Toronto, that the correct bracha to make on sushi, fish sushi, would be shahako. Being the fact that the ikur of the sushi is the fish, even though it's raw fish, but that's the way people eat it. So the halacha would be the fish is the ikur, and you make a shahakal on the sushi, despite the fact that there's lots of rice and mizonos that goes after the main thing. The main part of the sushi is the fish, and make a shahakal.
What would you make on an avocado roll?
Oh, avocado roll, you make a bracha for the avocado. I don't know. For sure by fish. Comes along a third opinion, and this I heard some people were knowing like this, and I found who the source of this psak, Rav Moshe Heineman, the head of the Star K in Baltimore, very chashuv posek. Rav Moshe Heineman says the correct bracha to make on sushi is plural. You make a mizonos and a shahakal.
What about the mango?
You make a mizonos and a shahakal.
What about the
two? Then you take a bite. What is his reasoning why you make two brachas? No, there might be. Seemingly, it's rov. He gives a very interesting svara. He says you don't have a normal food like this. When they make sushi, how do they cook the rice? By itself. It's not cooked together with the fish. You cook first, make the rice, and then you stick in the sushi, stick in the fish. So it's really two separate things, just being assembled. Well, they're both chashuv, so they deserve two brachos. I didn't have a chance to call Rav Heineman, but Rav Heineman, according to you, could one give Mishloach Manos sushi? He holds a lachal l'maisi to make two brachos. This even fits the Beis Yaakov definition. Look, I have two brachos here. I have mizonos and I have shahakal. Call up the Star K. Can one give Mishloach Manos of sushi? He said there's two brachos. Great question. With the posik who says you need to make two brachos, be yotze, if he gives it to someone who only says one bracha.
Oh, what about the other way around?
So, really, that's the case. It's interesting. No, I want to do it this way first. Because we said if the other person doesn't accept it, you're still Yosef Mishlach Manos. So as long as by me this is called to Minim, I'm good to go. Maybe if I send it to you to get my message, these are two separate things. So what does one say? Can one be Yosef Mishlach Manos with sushi, especially if one says it's two brachos? So I'm not sure. This is already very tricky grounds because, again, all these definitions of Minim, for the most part, are found outside of the Shulchan Aruch, outside of the Mishnah Berurah and his era of Halacha. It's all in the modern postgame. You know what I probably assume? Why don't we find this stuff earlier? In Europe, Mishloach Manos was poshet. You know? They gave an apple and an orange, whatever you had. They didn't have these elaborate Mishloach Manos. There were no themes for Mishloach Manos in Europe. So it's very simple. Halacha didn't address these. Nowadays, we just get so into it with Mishloach Manos, the Mamash could write Svarim on one sif in Shulchan Aruch.
They didn't have food.
They didn't have food, you're right. They had nothing.
They ate like this with a salad with 35 different things in it. You want the chicken, you ate chicken. You want the salad, you ate the tomato.
That's why the Mogen Avraham says that in his time the woman didn't get Shulchan Aruch. Now it's their mitzvah.
We come full circle. Now the women are fully involved. So hold on. So I came across, you look at the bottom of the sheets, in the discussion about salad, so I already quoted the Shmuel Kamenetsky, he had two steps. If the salad is unassembled, the halacha is you make, the salad is assembled, that's one min, and that would not count for a full fulfillment of Mishloach Manos. If the salad is unassembled, that would count for two minim, and that would be good. But he talks about a third shiloh. What happens if you have that chicken salad that we mentioned before? Your nice fat strips of chicken together with the bed of salad. Pashtas halacha is a strong tzad to make two brachas. Zok to Shmuel Kamenetsky, you're not yotzi mishloach manos. Because end of the day, that's one food. It's one unit. Hilchos brachos might require two things, but this is one unit. It's a chicken salad. So you're right. You could have had salad without the chicken. You could have chicken without the salad. But once you even assemble them together, no one said fuse, just assemble them together, that has a din of one min, no matter how many brachos are there. And so too, we see what we would say by sushi. Sushi too. Even if you take the tzad that you need two brachos on your sushi. And even though it's never cooked together, but it's one thing. For sure we would say your hot dog with your buns and your franks and blanks and maybe your soup and croutons too. All these things are one thing. Okay, maybe if it's on the side, it's a little different for the croutons. I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
But once the things are assembled, even if there's two elements here that require two brachos, but it's one unit. One unit is only one min, and you're only halfway there. You still have to give something else. I saw a cute thing. Some people gave Mishloach Manos of sushi. On the side, they put a fortune cookie. That would be good.
Rabbi, on the side is pickled ginger.
Oh. Is that a spice?
No, it's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable.
You're pickled then. Okay.
And then you have the
yes. So that's quite interesting. So what do you have to say? Time to get sushi. Huh? Apple and piece of cake always works better. I'll tell you one other quick discussion. I found the Ben Ish Chai has a sefer Shalos Tshuvos Torah Lashma. In there, he writes an amazing chiddush, which is quoted by the Kaf HaChaim, that if one puts together the two minim into one kli, let's call it into one cup, that only counts as one min. And most poskim argue on this. The modern poskim of Sternbach, I see attacks him, and Shlomo Kamenetsky, I see attack him. How's that one min just shipped it into one thing? You know, you have this yeshiva guys all the time. You take a cup, you put in the bottom layer first cholent, and on top of that, you strip a potato kugel. What is that? One minion, one thing or two things? That's two things you have to put in the cup. Right? Especially, you know, you'll say, you know, it depends how far you go with this one kli. Does that mean two things in one basket's not good? Then you're going to say, all Jews, Mishloch Monos, not good. You need two separate baskets. But for sure, you assemble something together. That's also an issue you could say with the sushi, because it's all wrapped together. But you assemble two things together, maybe that makes it one min. Others say, no, it's still two minim. But really, part of the issue here, perhaps this would even explain the Ben Ish Chai. Part of this issue is, what do I have in front of me? What defines something as one unit? Simply, if you assemble a salad, even if that's chicken in it, you assemble sushi, that makes it one min. But the Ben Ish Chai goes a step further. Even if the two things really are separate, you have potato kugel and you have cholent, but you put it together at least in one kli. Right? Let's say you cook the potato kugel inside the cholent. Right? They won't say that's one thing. So maybe even putting into one kli, that's where the Ben Ish Chai is coming from, also makes something one unit. And therefore, in terms of Rosh Hashanah, hey, you're only halfway there. You have to give something else. Give maybe a separate kli, a separate thing in it. But it's so fascinating, these halachos, especially, they're not spelled out in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishaburah. We live in times where Baruch Hashem, you know, a lot of people involved in Mishloach Manos, doing so many different things. Just like to end off with a story that I heard from Rabbi Lubin. He told me, I'm here from years ago, that on Purim, his father was a Rav of a Shul, and he said, Lubin said as a kid, it was the busiest day of his life. His father had him going around giving out Mishloach Manos. But one beautiful thing that Rabbi Lubin Sr., Zatzal, did was he went through his shul list, perhaps even more than that, the community list, and he found people that he figured no one else would give Mishloach Manos to. They're not the popular people, they're the quiet people, unassuming people in the neighborhood. And he specifically went to all these people to deliver them Mishloach Manos. That's a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes we can get too caught up in the themes and the this. Okay, we could have issues with the brachos, with the simanim, with the minim. How many are there? But we should never lose sight that the whole mitzvah itself is to spread friendship, help others. Tremendous simcha that we have on Purim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all celebrate a wonderful, happy. Thank you very much.